If you would, keep your songbook in your hand there. And I want you to look at number 23, a song that we all know very well. I'm sure if you've been a Christian for any amount of time, you probably wished you had a dollar for every time you sung it, right? Very popular song. I want you to think about this song. Actually, I'm going to turn the mic off and I'm going to lead us to sing verse 1. I've never led this song before, so I'm going to
give it a shot here. If you want to sing along with it, let's think about this song.
Look down there at the author of that, A.W. Dykus, I think. Might be how you pronounce that. Brother Dykus was a member of the Lord's Church. Matter of fact, he was even went on to be dean at the Florida Christian College, and he passed away, I'm pretty sure, in 1988. Well, I'll take that. He was born in 1888. I think he passed away when he was 90. Oh, 1978. All right, so 90 years old when he passed away. So he would have been, 78 when he wrote this song? Right here, 1966. But anyways, an amazing brother, accomplished a lot. Now here's something you might not know. The same brother in Christ that wrote this song, does anyone else know what he invented, one of the main things? You used it on your way over here, hopefully. A lot of people in Tennessee, I'm finding, are struggling with using this device. The turn signal. Who said it? You said turn signal? He invented the turn signal, got the patent in 1920. Isn't that neat? Which I implore the residents of Tennessee to use your turn signal. I've lived in a lot of places, and here, you forget it's there, I guess. But isn't that kind of neat? A brother in Christ wrote this song in his later years, still busy for the church. But he also invented the turn signal, 1920. He invented several other things, like a different kind of electric pencil sharpener, not the original, but a pencil sharpener electric, a kind of skill saw. But he was busy, a dean of a school and so on and so forth. And he actually invented that turn signal here in Tennessee. I think it was a polytechnic college back in the day. But anyways, so I was just, learning about this brother and, and all that he did. And I want you to think about that verse that we were just singing. This glorifying of our God. There is, beyond the azure blue, a God concealed from human sight. We don't see him, but we know that he's there, right? How often do you stop and just really think about God is everywhere? He sees everything. He knows everything from the vastness of the universe to that innermost private thought that I have inside of me. He knows it all. And this is a recognition of that. And he tinted the skies with heavenly hue, framed the worlds with his great might. Right? He created everything. He's involved in everything. He's not a cold and distant creator. And you have this acclamation here. There is a God. He is alive. And we survive from dust our God, created man. He is our God, the great I am. So here's what I want you to do this week. Every time, because you're going to use your turn, so every time you turn, right? We're going to do that, right? Here's what I want you to do, a little neat thing maybe to help you. Every time you hit that turn signal, I want you to think there is a God. Our God is alive. He created everything. He loves me. I want you to think about that. Get that in your mind. What a great way to have short little prayers and thoughts of glorifying God all week. Anytime you think of that turn signal, I want you to think about God and who he is and what he's done for you. This evening, if you are subject to the gospel invitation, it's open. If you need to put on Christ in baptism, that's what the Bible teaches. That's what the Bible calls for you to submit to the gospel. And the gospel is literally the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Now, you might be scratching your head thinking, well, how do I obey the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Well, Romans 6, 3, and 4 is a window into that. You do so by reenacting his death, burial, and resurrection in water. And you can do that because you believe in Christ, that you're willing to repent of your sins and confess him before men. And Paul writes there that when we come up out of the water, we're going to walk in newness of life. Sins removed. Get a new start. If you haven't done that, that's the call for you this evening. If you've done that and fallen away, let us pray for you, pray with you. If you have a need, please let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.